John 8, a woman taken in adultery. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he went again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in the act of adultery, and having placed her before him, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women, but what do you say?" And this they said to test him, so they might have some reason to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. But when they continued asking him, he stood up and said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. And they, when they heard it, went out one by one, beginning from the eldest to the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman, with her still standing in the middle. And Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are your accusers? Did no one condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way. From this time forward, sin no more." Controversy with the Jews. Again Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees replied to him, "You testify of yourself. Your witness is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I testify of myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came and where I go, but you do not know where I come from, nor where I go to. You judge after the flesh. I judge no one. Yet, even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone that judge, but I and he who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the witness of two men is true. I am he that testifies of myself, and the Father that sent me testifies of me." They replied to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one took him because his hour had not yet come. He replied again to them, "I go away and you shall seek me and shall die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." The Jews replied, "Will he kill himself because he said, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" And he said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I replied to you that you shall die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins." They replied to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Even that which I have spoken to you from the beginning. I have many things to speak to you and to judge concerning you. However, he that sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world." They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Jesus continued, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me, and he that sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." And as he spoke these things, many believed in him. Controversy about Abraham. Jesus replied to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed and have never been in bondage to anyone. What do you mean, 'you shall be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a servant of sin. And the servant does not stay in the house forever. The Son stays forever. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen with my Father, and you also do the things that you heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You do the works of your father." They said to him, "We're not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came forth and came from God. For neither have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears the words of God. For this cause you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered and said to him, "Say we not well that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon. I honour my Father, and you dishonour me. I do not seek my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if a man keeps my word, he shall never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophets, but you say, 'If a man keep my word, he shall never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets who died? Whom do you make yourself?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifies me, whom you say is your God. You have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, 'I know him not,' I would be like you, a liar. But I know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced." Jews replied to him, "You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Therefore they took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.